The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, I enter into the word by your excursion. I receive guidance. I move me and guide me. Toss me like you told stars. Hallelujah. Move me. Guide me. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'll open your Bible quickly to the book of Hebrew. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. For unto the angels that did not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak in subjection. Whereof we speak to the angels that did not put in subjection the world to come. Whereof we speak. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God also now is able, but one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him little lower than angels, crownest him with glory and honor, and they set him over the work of your hands. This was harder. Amen. This was Adam. No any other person. No one else did but Adam. And of course, Jesus, who passed through here and never stayed, I get in the glory of this crowns. Honor and glory. The Bible talked about them as crowns. Honor and glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The reason why God crowned nest him with honor and glory is to make sure they get to a place where things are under the subjection of man's feet. The power of the two crowns, honor and glory, was just for the purpose of setting them over the works of his hand. That's not subject. There are two things here. Subject and setting over. So God put Adam here to care. He gave him the charge of the head. He was a keeper of the head. But we never saw him move into the second level of his ministry. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Let's see, he never did move. I just want to share something here, something very that will help us. Amen. I believe this is where God is. Even from the tongue, Hebrew chapter 2, like I said, the first job of Adam, the first work was for him to be over the works. You set him over the works of your hand. For then thou madest him, okay, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. God only put all things in subjection. Now that doesn't mean it was effective. Not so? Then the next day, but now we see not yet all things put under man. Now, under man. Now, if it was for hard, what was for Adam, the reason for Adam, was why Jesus came. So Jesus came in the Adamic order, first of all. So Jesus was the last Adam to get to the place of putting all things under subjection of his feet. He said, I was put all things in subjection under his feet. Feet. Don't forget, under his feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
under his feet. Not just hand. Shout hallelujah. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. Now, I want us to look at this subject again. We go to verse 1. We compare 5 and 8. Shout hallelujah. When we talk about crowns, I want you to see the first crown. It's for a setting over the works, meaning a manager, a controller. But the next crown, Adam was not yet crowned for all things to be put under his feet. That's a peculiar crown. For unto the angels that did not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. We speak it. For the fact that we are speaking, that doesn't mean the things have come under us. We are still in the dispensation. As of this time, they were still speaking. Amen. And why were they, what's the meaning of they, yet being speaker? It's a season of learning, acquiring the body, acquiring the frame for things to be put under their feet. And of course, there are subjectivity here. There are two dimensions to subjection. It's not the same kind. What angels had in this verse 5, meaning there are two altars. It's clear from this statement that some things also, or some altars were put under the angels' feet. Not so? Some things were what, my brother? It's not all of the things. Some things. And some not say, no, I won't put it. So it means the present is under angels' feet. They're not just set over the works of God's hand. Things are under their feet. Praise God. What did I just say, every one of us? What? All things of the present. But the world to come, all things that pertain to the world to come, is not put under their feet. And that's the gospel of the New Testament. That's the story that God is making in the New Testament. So you can see God's intention for Adam, he never got there. So when God made man, so God wasn't thinking of Eden and the earth. God wanted Adam to grow above heavens. Even that Adam. If he never fall, Jesus won't come. Jesus wasn't an Adam. He wasn't a man. Jesus was God. Jesus was part and parcel of the people who wanted Adam to receive all things under his feet. Let us make man in our image. So Jesus was there. Holy Spirit was there. The Father was present in that council. Hallelujah. Am I communicating to all of us? Am I clear? This is Bible. So that we can have an holistic comprehension of these things from the onset, from the origin. So Jesus was not meant for to come. But God saw that it will be better for Jesus to come. So God couldn't move any creation, even though his mercy was with man. For the fact that he was a creation, he couldn't get to that place where all things were put under him. He failed woefully. I hope I'm talking to you. And in terms of all things being under the subjection of man, what I mean all things now, for man is not the present, but all things present are under the angels' feet. The present things. I'm talking about present world. The heavens and the earth, they are under angels' feet. They are not just caretakers, but they are under their feet. So there are two types. Look at me. There are two kinds of angels right now. Amen. Those whom God set over the works of his hands. They've got heavenly crowns and honor. Are you listening to me? For to be set over God's hands, over the works of God's hand, heaven and the earth. Shout hallelujah. So Adam's creation, first duty was to align under the angels who are greater in authority. Shout hallelujah. In the present order. Shout hallelujah. But now we see not yet all things put under Adam. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I hope I'm not complex. I'm trying to explain something. Praise God. Can I go further? So I said there's a difference between being set over the works. Adam was set over the works of his hand. Adam was the keeper. He was the owner. But all things are not yet put under his feet. So it's clear, hear me, God couldn't put all things under the, even the earth was not under the feet of Adam. But Adam was given crowns to be set over the works of God's hand. All things have been put under some people. There is a difference from the word subjectivity and caretaking. So God has already put the earth under the feet of angels. That's why when angels come, they could wheel our waters. They have power. The way they... So you can see the battle with the adversary is actually a subjector by nature. Now, have you seen the division? What are the two divisions? Being set over. And then being where? And things being put under your feet. Now that tells is, and I want to let you all know, that it's not all angels that God put things under their feet. And it's not all angels God crowned with glory and honor for them to be set over the works of God's hand. So those angels, amen, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed by what I'm saying? Yes, shout hallelujah. Don't lose me. I don't want to lose you. Those angels that God put things under their feet, are you hearing me? Yes, are the princes. They are princes by nature. In fact, high princes. And those whom things are God set over the works of God's hand are princes. And those whom God put all things under their feet are chief princes. That's where I'm going. Some princes, the other chief princes. We give glory to God. Give me Daniel chapter 10. Hallelujah. Thank you. The prince, you see, that's why it's not easy to handle that beast. Do you get me? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say it's not easy to handle Uzzah. Who is that? Lucifer. Who is he? Son. Say it again, sir. Yeah, because he's got something. He's got something. Amen. He's not. He's got what, sir? Now, son of the morning fell, but someone was set by God to come and give interpretation and give understanding to Daniel. Son of the morning, stop this one. Let's see. Give me the description of the being that was sent. First of all, when he saw a being by the river of Edekel, okay, by Daniel's prayer in the 24th day of the first month, I was by the side of the great river, which is Edekel. And I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, is a certain man clothed in linen. This tells you, clothed whose loins was gathered with fine gold of Ophaz. You can see, he had linen, that fine linen. He's got fine linen, not clothed in linen. He's got linen. And whose loins were what? Guarded with what? Fine gold of what? Of Ophaz. Are you blessed? So this is an angel. This one is an angel. Hallelujah. With fine linen. That tells us he's an angel of the Holy of Holies. The high priest does not enter into the most holy. The copy of head is from heaven. The day he's entering into the most holy place, what happened? He wear the linen garment. But this one, that is this clothing, it is natural clothing. He operates in the Holy of Holies. But the issue was that he had around his loin, what's that? A gadol. And his body was the color of a berry, his face was the appearance of lightning, his eyes as the lamps of fire, his arms and his feet like the color of a polished brass, and the voice of his words like the words are. It's not different in description of the angel in chapter 1 of Revelation. And then chapter 15, the seven angels in the book of Revelation, they had linen, they all had linen, but something was different. What was different? The placement of the Gidu. His own, forget, New Testament is not different. The same beings that operated Old Testament, operated New Testament. I'm talking about heavens, angels. Gabriel appeared to Daniel, not so. And he appeared to Mary. Yeah. I hope I'm talking to you. Yes, sir. Did he appear to Mary? Yes, sir. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. But the difference between these ones and that angel was the placement of what's of the Gidu. The ones in Daniel had it around his loins, but had a linen garment. This one had it where? On his breast. It was moved forward. Of course, it means this one's a higher. The same linen garment, but what determines their status is their gidu. Hallelujah. Is that clear? Gidu of his reins, gidu of his loins. Isaiah chapter 11. Hallelujah. We have a man that God will produce on earth. He will have two giddles. One around his loins. The other one around his reins. I hope I'm talking to you. Yes, sir. Righteousness shall be the giddle of his loins. Faithfulness, the giddle of his reins. So there are two types of giddle. So the angel that we saw in where? In Daniel, at the giddle of righteousness. But this one's in Revelation, what do they have? Giddle of faithfulness. I hope I'm talking to you. So it means faithfulness is higher than righteousness. I hope I'm talking to you. So let's go back to his statement to tell you that that tells you, if he's got the same linen, it means they are in the same world. But they are not the same degree in the most holy. I want to show you something. Let's see. And I, Daniel, saw this vision. For the men that were with me, praise God, saw not the vision, but the great quaking fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Then therefore I was left alone and saw the great vision. This great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Verse 9. Yet I heard the voice of his words. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in deep sleep on my face. I face towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees. It means it came with entourage. It wasn't an ordinary thing, too. There are people who are subject to him. He has servants. Shout hallelujah. And upon the palms and upon hand of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the word that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from first day thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard, and I am come for thy sake, for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom, are you seeing this one? I want us to look at that one. But what's that? Withstood me 120 days. I want to ask you something. A fallen spirit to withstand him. So it's clear it was not Artaxerxes who withstood him, or Cyrus the king of Persia. It must have been a spirit who used to be like him. And for him to withstand him, and he was unable to pass. Now, if they were equal before, and one fell, we are supposed to overpower another. The what, sir? But even in the falling state of this prince, that wonderful being from heaven could not pass. Why? It must have been higher than him. It means there is something this prince fell with that he had no power over. Now, is God, this prince of Persia, had some kind of inheritance that he fell with, even though he is still in under God as a prince? He couldn't he couldn't overcome his withstanding against him. It means he held him. You can't get to Daniel. You can never get to Daniel, and you will never get to Daniel as long as I held you. So he must have done many for 21 days. He couldn't water. So, but God sent the answer. Was God foolish? Now, why did God allow this man to come? God sent him, and God knew that he would be withstood by who, sir? Then that tells us that the prince wasn't an ordinary prince. It must have been Satan, the devil. It must have been Lucifer, son of the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Then someone said, but God, why will you allow this man to be sent? And what kind of a job is that? Yeah, God wanted to. God was doing that so that we can see the Bible. It's because of you and I. God know that I will need this information. It will guide me into truth. God wants us to see the body of understanding in the invisible, which he revealed through this operation. It will help us and teleguide us to the place where we are supposed to compass to. Am I clear?
Yes, sir.
But Daniel, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes. So he was a prince, but not chief, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I remained there with the princes of kings of Uzza, of Persia. Now, the ones that are with the devil, kings of Persia, I hope I'm talking to you, he could overcome them. There were kings there. The kings, they were under the prince. This is a prince of kings. I hope I'm talking to you. These princes, called the prince of Persia, rules over kings. And these kings are not men. They were spirits that are completely in the counsel of kingdom of Persia. I hope you are not tired.
No, sir.
Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Of course, if it means in the order of the linen man. Say that after me. There are classes. So that world of the Holy of Holies belongs to princes. Is that clear, sir? I'm not hearing you. It belongs to who, sir? All of us say that after me. Shout it again. All of us must shout that. Say that after me. Shout it again. Lo, one of the chief princes. Now, if Michael was the one that was sent, so he's clear, he's the highest that can deal with Uzza. So it means Prince of Persia must have been in company with this one. He was here. He used to have a linen garment with what, sir? Golden pipes. This is what I'm going to. It means both Michael and others, and others in the most holy place shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All of them that wear linen garment, they are princes. You are a chief when you have a status of a chief prince when your linen is on your breast. When your girdle is on your breast. But when your girdle is on your loins, what are you? You're a prince. Now, the word prince, hear me, the word prince is not the same with king. You can be a king and you're not a prince. You can be a king and not a prince. So, who are princes? Those whom they entrusted into their hand. All the secret of that dominion. So princes hold things. Then the angel began to tell Daniel, he said, the things I'm about to share with you, no one holded with me in these things, except Michael, I will show thee which is noted in the scripture of truth. There is none that holdeth with me in these things. None that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Of course, he wasn't talking about the chief prince. He will have used the word Michael, the chief prince. But this Michael, your own prince, must be a prince of the Holy of Holies. Two. He must beware. Oh, Allah Gassana. It means must be a being of what, sir? Who has a linen garment that is your own? You, Daniel. Daniel, most a man beloved. It means he must be in the beloved. But a superior beloved than you. If he's supposed to be your prince, is the prince of you. So how did God design princes? So princes are worshippers. Men of worship. They didn't call Jesus King of Israel. Jesus was a king of Jews. Jewish are those who go into the tabernacle. Let's see the account. Now, this is, thank you, God bless you. Wise men came from the head. He said, where is he that is born? King of the Jews. Now, not king of Israel. Because it's not all Israel that are Jews. A Jew is he who goes into the most holy, who go towards the tabernacle, who have an ambition to go to get to the most holy. That's a Jew. I don't know, maybe I'm communicating. Those who come are Jewish. Those in the outer court are more Jewish. Those in the holy place are terrifically Jewish. Are you getting me? And those he who enter into the most holy is more Jewish than everyone. So, hallelujah. My son, who is a prince, son? So, of worship. Thank you so much. Because God rewards worship. God can only trust worshipers. Remember in the book of Revelation, one of the churches, says some people call themselves Jews who are not. They were not necessarily physical Jews. You know, just using that terminology of people who hold haze to God, those who own God by worship. So when you say you're a Jewish, you belong to a clan or a people who have received a breakthrough to God. Those who have the secret to God. Our God is not an ordinary God. You can't own God without being a Jew. A Jew is he who has the vision of the tabernacle and make progress towards it. That's a Jew. So I'm just showing you, why will they call Jesus the King of the Jews? Out of two or three witnesses, the word is established. What did Pilate wrote on the cross? Now you can see how Pilate addressed them. He didn't address them as with the name of a natural nation. He addressed them according to the name of their worship. Why? Because they refused to worship Caesar. So Caesar and Uzza and Romans agree. Leave them with their ways. Leave them with their ways. They have a way of worshiping. So you can see that their temple stood. Are you listening to me? As long as they bought and bite the compromise. Okay, we won't touch your temple, meaning we won't touch your way of worship. And that was God's power. That was God's mercy. Because the Messiah came and the Jerusalem must be built. So Jerusalem isn't, listen to me, Jerusalem is not for any tribe. Jerusalem is a city of worship. It's the city of the Jewish. Remember that man, everybody shout hallelujah, that was born blind and Jesus healed in the temple. The Pharisee had it and said, say it to us, let us hear. Is it true that you want? And the man said, what I have said, I have said. Somebody open my eyes and you are telling me as you talk nonsense. They said, because of that, we will trust thee out of Jewry. They remove him from the jury, meaning he shouldn't be coming to worship. And the man was crying. So you can be an Israeli and you are not a Jew. So then you can see that there is a difference between Samaritans and the Jew, not Samaritan and Israel. In fact, Samaria is actually the capital city of Israel. Jerusalem is the capital city of Judea. Judea. I hope I'm communicating to you. Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The lady said, you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. Now, they are all Israel. Hallelujah. But what happened? They are divided in the opinion of worship. You say you should worship on this mountain. We should worship on this mountain. But you say we should worship in Jerusalem. Our Father, worship on this mountain. And Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. You know not what you worship. We know what we worship. Not so. We know what we worship. Jesus agreed that he's a Jew. And he wasn't denied it. But Jesus was of another order of Jewry. Oyemeka. Where? A higher superior of worship. Can we shout? He said, no. I'll tell you, the time has come. Season has changed. It's not on this mountain, neither on this mountain, nor in Jerusalem shall none man worship the Father. But God seeketh the true worshiper. We will worship him where? So it's clear the shrine of Jewry is our heavenly Father. If you want to hit the core, the nuclei of Jewish or Jewry is go to God. Go to God, the pattern, the ordinance of worship. And that is where it's in those places God Almighty kept crowns. He kept it in worship. You don't get me. I say, what did he do, sir? Because there is power of worship. How? It is by worship. God will determine your worth, trustworthiness. God is a spirit. They that worship him was worship him where? Do you get what I'm saying? How many of you say amen?
Amen.
So when God is allotting the very, very vital position, you see, God can't entrust anybody outside Jewry. The secret of his things can never be given to those who are outside Jewry. If you are not of the Jewry of God, you'll be outside of inheritance. So when God wants to give things, I don't know, maybe I'm making some sense. Shout hallelujah. I think, have I opened these things to you? It's open to you. It's clear to you. So when God is blessing people, shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
When God is saying, I want to give you things, you must be a tribe, a clan of the tabernacle. Israel were told, you are children of Israel, but every 3 times in a year, go to where the tabernacle is situated for you not to cut off from worship. So worship is powerful. So you can see who was the prince of Persia. I want you to see him. Want him to be revealed. Who is the prince of Persia? Not who was. Who? Object of what, son? Is also a worshiper who left to be worshipped. So he has created his own Jewry. And you cannot get very high with the devil if you don't worship him to the end. You can never be a prince of his things except you water. You worship. You worship. Nothing is outside worship. So he cannot do it anyway. Satan can, hallelujah, Satan can manufacture something new entirely as a pattern. He can't call it anything. He can only call it what he was created to. He only perverted it and blinded us. I thought he would bring a new meaning to things. No. He's not creative. Are you getting me? He couldn't create anything outside tabernacle. Look, he said, the only thing I would do, Satan is just like 419 boys. Everybody say, amen. The only thing I would do is, okay, this is what I would do. You need to ascend to God. My own is, you must descend. The beast of worship that Satan gave the crowns, hallelujah, crowns of the kingdom of his dominion. Remember? The Bible says he ascended from the bottomless pit. You all know, it's not that physically, when you watch an Hollywood film, I mean Hollywood for the American film, the way they will show him is like, you see, smoke, first of all, from beneath the ground, with one song. You know what I mean? Liar. Nothing is happening. No, you know, you see horn. A beast crawl out. That is not it. This is a normal man moving on the earth. What has he done? He has gone to the pit to learn. And what he has learned is an ordinance of worship. They call it secret of Satan. Hello, sir. Why is the beast interested in the temple of God? What, huh? He wants worship. He will enter into the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He will attack all that is worship. So everybody look at me. Who is Satan? Is all about. Who is Satan? He is all about worship. Satan is nothing from. Satan is not doing any agenda. It's worship. Do you get me? I want to ask you, who can tell me how they made Satan? Lucifer. So it means every cell is an object of worship. It was a worship building. And when God finished making them, he now gave them the regalia of operation called the fine linen for entrance at his entire occupation. In presence, he gave them a giddo. The purpose of the giddo is to ascertain their firmness in the spot where God gave to them. So all I'm saying is that inheritances are only holy. They are holy. Inheritances are holy. You can't get them until you decided to go deep into God. Now, you cannot get things from the devil until you reach depth with Satan. If you're not willing to be Satan's child, Satan can't. Now, a whole lot of people don't know the secret of money on earth. It's not to kill babies. Tell Satan, is there any way you can show me your revelation and understanding? Don't go and do it because you'll be gone. Are you getting me? How many money has rich was made? Those ones, they are making part with demons, not Satan. Those are local way of what, sir? One of the ways, look at me, the greatest gift from Satan is wisdom. And wisdom is actually the key of worship. Now, when we say, when Satan is giving you wisdom, he's building you up. He said, by wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. When he finished building the prince of Tyre, Ezekiel 28, the Bible says he was wiser than Daniel. Who was Daniel, my daughter? A Jew. A worship being. Daniel worshiped God, and he was so wise that angel, they were coming, interfacing with the earth. I will tell you, nothing attracts angel except priestly body of wisdom. Worship entity. You could say, Daniel was thrown into lions. You can see their resolve about worship. They knew the tenets of worship. They understood the desire of God. They didn't allow themselves to be defiled with kings. I mean, the king's worship. If some of us were to be brought into that palace of Nebuchadnezzar, even the spices and the smell. The first verse that will come before you is, thou preparest a table before me in the presence. When that food arrived, it was not only Daniel that was a prince. It was not only Melchizedek that was a... They were princes of Jew. They were supposed to hold Jewry. God sent those boys there into the kingdom of Babylon. They were a special breed of worship. They are Templars. Am I communicating to you? They're supposed to uphold worship and shine as light. Those boys knew Torah. They just don't know Torah, they knew God. They have known God. Daniel was a building. Daniel. He even had inheritance with angels. Daniel was, he has names like Michael, all the Elohims. You know, angels have those names. Even the name was not been given to him, not ordinarily. He had developed, before he left Jerusalem, because they were picked from Judea. Am I communicating to you? They were all sons of David. They are from the lineage, are you getting me, of the throne. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only four of them. Not so? Not what? They were many. But food dropped some. And those boys that came, they were also learned. But what happened to them? They decided to, are we going to kill ourselves? Glory of Babylon subdued their nature. But this one said, never. We won't touch the king's portion. I don't know what portion of the king you are eating on earth right now. And you have what? You have subchanged the meat the devil serve on tables. A whole lot of things can make you drop the work of God. A lot of things can make you drop the pursuit of inheritance. They dropped it. Daniel held it and his company. And they found favor before the eunuch, the prince of the eunuchs. And that one said, okay, we'll help you. 10 days, their flesh became fatter, better, fresher. When they were to be examined in the king's courts on how to stand before kings. Are you listening to me? To stand before the kings. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? They were found 10 times better. Isn't that word better? Was what you find in Hebrew. Are you getting me? They inherited genetic better. 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 They were better than astrologers. Not just professors. I'm talking about dangerous men of those days. Astrologers, magicians, soothsayers, sorcerers. They combine both physical learning and the spiritual. They learn from spirit. Babylon was dangerous then. Am I communicating to you? When men compare, they learn from spirit and download from spirit and then read matters and combine it together. Daniel stood above them. Then none of them came near Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. Why, sir? Because they've actually taken counsel with God. In their heart, they've gone deep. I, for one, believe that Daniel, everyone say Daniel. Daniel. Say it to every one of you. Daniel. Was walking the walk of the Holy of Holies in Babylon. Daniel was a prince. Indeed. He proved his calling and election. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Then the angel told him, you see, nobody hold with me in these things that I am about to say, that I'm talking with you, except Michael, your prince. Michael. Everybody say that after me.
Michael.
Say it again.
Michael.
That's the highest name of princes. It's the highest name of a worshiper. You should worship to a place where you say, you are like God. And that was what Satan was looking for. Am I talking to you? All of us, what was Lucifer looking for? We want to be like God. So the rest of the names of the angels, everybody shout it again. Gabriel, not so? All those names, Ehiel, they are portions of like God. That who is like God is the highest name. Say it again. Of the fullness of the name. To buttress what I'm saying, Revelation chapter 1, the angel that they sent to John. John was like Daniel of the Old Testament. He was the one sent on exile to labor amidst the apostles. It was also by the Isle of Patmos. Same thing. It is John that behaves like Daniel. It is Daniel that go before waters. He saw vision by the river of Ulai. He saw vision by the river of Edeka. John was at by this Isle of Patmos. Hallelujah. It was there for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. But listen, let's show me. There he said he turned to see the person that was speaking. He describing, he had a garment and a girdle, not so. Hallelujah. He was walking. That's an angel. Jesus said he sent his angel to John. Not so. So it's an angel. Let's see those who dress like him. Chapter 15. I saw another sign, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. It's called seven last plagues. For in them is filled up with the wrath of God. Not so? Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having, what's that? Clothed in where? Are you seeing this one, sir? And having their, what's that? How many angels now? Are they, don't you see a resemblance in the first we saw in the Old Testament? So these ones too have been there. Where is their own girdle? He, this one. They had it upon the golden girdles. Seven angels came out of the temple having seven plagues, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts guided with golden girdles. But the one in Daniel had, what did he have? Linen, not so? Shout hallelujah, but this one is pure and white. Verse 5. And I look, behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. Which temple is this, huh? Temple of the tabernacle of the testimony. Which temple is this? Most holy. Temple where the ark is. So where is, you know, high priest in the olden days need to do a lot of ritual to enter. But this one we are found inside. When they open it. Are you seeing it? That is their normal abode. So where did they take the plagues from? They took it from the Shekinah. That tells you that the operation of that rod is after a glorious pattern. Meaning high wisdom, high intelligence is the one that will administer what, my brother? The wrath. Have you seen these seven angels? I want to show you another angel that bindeth Satan is not amongst the seven. Then another angel came down and spake, seven thunders open. Is not like this seven, was clothed with cloud. Is a cherubim. Are you listening? But it's not amongst the seven. So when it was a mine angel, it was clothed with garment. And what happened, my brother? He had what? A golden girdle on his breast is there. But he's not one of the seven. So he's clear. Shout hallelujah. He among the seven. And others like that are higher. Then they are the one who kept talking to John to the 20, chapter of 22. They took it over. Look at me. The angel that announced the seal is a strong angel. Are you getting? That's a spirit. I hope I'm talking to you. He's a most holy angel. Am I communicating? Other angels as well. I want to show you that in the division of these most holy angels, there are those whom God trusts highly. Those whom God trusts highly are the one they call the faithful. And those whom God trusts highly, hallelujah, meaning God can entrust something into your hand. Lucifer used to be the faithful. But yet, he fell. Are we blessed? While I was sitting down here, God was just showing me the division. Hallelujah. So, we are going somewhere. Are we blessed? Yes. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's very possible that the one that binds Satan and set a seal upon him and put him in the bottomless pit may not be in the ranking of the seven. Because something has been done to the devil. He had fallen. He's been reduced to a dragon serpent. He was a serpent. Revelation is already a dragon. So what they want to pull down is no longer a serpent, but a dragon. He ascended through us. How did he ascend? Through the account of debt. He kept pouring debt and man was receiving it. So debt rain, if debt is raining, that tells you that he ascended gradually. And he had taken rain. He said, debt rain from Adam till Moses. That doesn't mean debt was stopped. Debt became limited because God found a nation that would do disobedience to a dimension to the devil. So what God did with Moses, with the Old Testament, was to cut short the reign of debt. So you can see what happened when Jesus came. When Jesus came, Jesus walked to a place where he abolished death. And brought to light life where? And Satan came again. Jesus raised the church, raised apostles. Hallelujah. And God raised overcomers. After their season, he killed all of them. He kept killing. Satan came out with an assault. And God didn't do anything about it. Then darkness came again. We call dark age. So what God is resuscitating some hundreds of years ago is giving back things Satan stole. Now, after 300 or 200 AD, Satan did so much devastating by instituting churches of darkness. Darkened church painted a different understanding about Christianity. Invented something strange. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That blinded humanity and they call it church. Art and Bible became estranged. So when you are teaching truth, even those who are filled with the Holy Ghost now will be doubting you. It's because of that. So you people here, you are taking bold steps for to recover. Are you getting me? What has been stolen from the age of Christendom. I just want to let you know, sir, that what God is doing is very unique. God is very patient. He alone knows how to inspire the devil. Devil has enjoyed for a long time. And they're also timing him. Everybody, they time him. When he thinks he has reached the peak of his reign, again, God began to raise people. He began to raise and shed light. How? The more of understanding the church has, the more death is what, my brother? Is there a man that lacks understanding is compared to a man who walks where? In the congregation. Who wandered in the congregation of the dead or dwells there. Shout hallelujah. It's in the book of Psalm. Amen. It means you congregate. Say, the man that wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. So it means when you have understanding, you are healed. You are out of the congregation of the dead. So you can see why Satan hates understanding. It takes you out of the world of death. So Satan binds people through their mind and their heart and darken them. Can we shout hallelujah? So that they can be out of the way of understanding. I will say we thank God for the prayer. Even after we became born again, understanding has not occurred. But the prayer that, Lord, you give unto us the spirit of wisdom, as tiny as that thing is, is knocking against kingdom of darkness. Out, many of us have been raised out of that prayer. It was not an easy, it's a prayer of breakthrough for nations. How did God give us zeal to pursue understanding like Daniel? God succeeded. Can we say amen? So you can see, can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
The more people are committed to death, the more Satan reigns. You see, Satan didn't go up and become a dragon. He was still a serpent. Even after they gave birth to Cain and Abel, he wanted somebody's wing for him to fly up. So he looked among the two, he chose Cain. Hallelujah. Amen. He made Cain to kill Abel. He begat Cain. And Cain begat children for him. and they became many. And souls of men were naturally pouring to the devil. The more you burn incense to gods, the more they take height. It's only God that is different. So Satan ascended, amen, because he's an angel. Am I communicating to you? Remember Samson. Samson's dad told the angel that brought the news concerning his unborn child. So he told him, can I offer you something? He said, no, I'm not him, I don't eat. Okay, bring me a key. They did so and gave him, and then he put it on a stone. He touched it with his staff, and the smoke arose. Then he ascended into heaven with the smoke. So what I'm saying is that Satan was making men to burn incense. So he ascended up to the air. And finally found an heaven. Spirits do well in their heavens. So look at me. The heaven was not his own. It was our own. No. But he was happy to find it. So he can press charges to go more deeper into more heavens. Shout hallelujah. So what are the two realms concerning delegation of inheritance? The first crowns are for to be set over the works of her. But what of the other one? So you can see Jesus, while he was on earth, he was set over the works of God's hand. Things were not put under subjection to him. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. In that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under, even now, when they wrote the book of Hebrews. Let's see, go under, go up. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angel, crowned with suffering, okay, lower than angel for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, just the same way Adam was crowned with glory and honor. So the transitional glory was what Adam had. He was supposed to be, he was supposed to have glory and move into the tree of life. So the same with Jesus, glory and honor, and should taste death for every man. Telling us, Jesus, are you getting me? But we see Jesus. What are we seeing in Jesus? Why we see Jesus? But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering, but we see Jesus. Now what "but" means is a change of the situation. Now you can see what Jesus is doing here, that he by the grace of God should taste that for every man. Now verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect truth sufferings. Now, so this duty of Jesus is the beginning of the work of subjection. How? I will show you verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Show me. We have verse 27. He had put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under his feet, it is manifest that it is expected. Which did put all things under him. Then you can see Psalm 103. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Meaning they will come under your feet. Until. So that day, it was not achieved. So what kind of system is Jesus running? Jesus is no longer a caretaker. He has been given a power to subdue all things. So Jesus is busy doing something. He's not sitting. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is he busy doing, son? He's bringing things under. And he's doing it. And when all things shall be subdued unto him. 25. Thank you so much. For he must reign. That's it, sir. So what is Jesus doing? For he must what, sir? Till he hath put what? So it means he hasn't yet. Oh! Hey, yes, some say you are abusing Jesus, the King of Kings, and I know he must reign. I'm not the one who said it. Jesus and the Father is the one who is talking to us. So he has not yet reigned until, but he has started reigning. He started reigning that day he sat on the throne. All the time they destroy churches, he's still reigning. Everything you do against him, he will reign through them. It means Jesus is also perfecting an act. He knows who he is fighting. Who is he making war with? Everyone. Alfred, take microphone. We are going to do 1+1 here. Who is Satan, Jesus, wanting to subdue? I want to teach you something.
Jesus wants to subdue the dragon.
Who is he?
That ancient worshiper that is now taking worship.
So what is he doing? What is his job? Why would Jesus need to subdue the ground? He has destroyed him.
Jesus is changing the route of worship.
Beautiful.
Back to God.
Back to God. Why? Because of the nomenclature of the dragon. His nature. Is a subjector.
Yes, sir.
So you cannot deal with the dragon completely until you subdue him. He must reign. Hallelujah. He must what, sir? So reigning and being saved is different. Reigning and what, my brother? It's different. So there are three messages, three sides to whom. I don't know, maybe I'll call the last one gospel. But let's say it's a gospel. It's a gospel of the gospel. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. This is teaching of Christ, tidings of Christ that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation. That's not that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Is another message. Thy God reigneth. So are we seeing what Jesus is doing? Jesus has passed all those stages. What is he doing right now? So reigning is another thing entirely. It's another thing entirely. Those who are reigning are the one who will bring things under subjection. So in other words, so now there are level of inheritances. When you say you are saved, you are an overcomer. I hope I'm communicating. Say it, who am I? Shout it again, every one of you. We say, I am saved. I'm an overcomer. So you can be an overcomer and you may not reign. And I want you to open your heart. This thing, don't look and say, okay, the way Bible puts it graphically, you think it's a passing into heaven. Yeah, it's going into heaven. But you see, heaven has been conscripted and converted into doctrines. All these things are things that can happen. If God said to David by oath, out of your flesh I will raise a son who will sit with me on my throne. And again, if your children shall keep my covenant and the testimony that I shall teach them, their children will sit on the throne. So it means the throne needed a kind of teaching to be sat on. So there's something about the throne reigning. I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah. So the man-child overcame, but that was not the end. The man-child, first of all, was caught up to God. The last one is to his throne. It's a two different thing. To be caught up to God, shout hallelujah, is to begin the process of learning. They will be equipped while caught up to God. Then to sit on the throne, is a, then they will begin to reign. So reward is in faces. Is that clear? Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
So now, Revelation. I want us to see the book of Revelation. I have shown you the place where Jesus is now. For he must reign till he put all enemies under his feet. Verse 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Reverend, he has destroyed him that had the power of death. But what he needs to now destroy is death. For he hath put, God put all things under Jesus' feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, thank God for Paul to listen to God. You know, some new creation reality boys will say, all things are put under him. But it is manifest that he is expected, which he did put all things under him. Then verse 28, here the conclusion of the whole matter. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all and in all. So now, when you are going to see the city coming down from God, holy city is aligned after the order of eternal life. Holy city is first of all the subject to God, to the Lamb to God. The Lamb is under God, the city is under the Lamb. You see that how they will fall from heaven and to the earth. They will fall after the order of subjectivity. Hallelujah. Then to come and train men to learn how to be subject to God. Now, you cannot use eternal life without being a subject of God. You can't. You cannot reign in life. There is a lesson. Even Jesus is subject to God. How? This is the new order. Then I will remind you and refresh your mind again concerning the book of Revelation. Don't forget, amen. I talked to you about different kinds of angels. We saw angels. First of all, I told you about angels with girdle on their breasts. The other one, girdle on their loins. And I showed you some other angels and their status. Now, there is something about these angels. If you are going to, the summary is this. Amen.
Amen.
I check their work by the Spirit. I discover that the purpose of the seven, the seven angels were the one that were about the expiring of the present world. Those seven angels talked about Babylon, how it will fall. They gave John the vision of the wall that will pass away. Am I talking to you? Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
the earth will be burnt with fire. Then they now show John eternity. They even got to a place, ability to show John eternity. It means this, they've seen it, but they can't partake of it. Is it John says, and the angel showed me, carried me away in the spirit. Let's see chapter 21, verse 10. One of the angel, are you seeing his particular? I want to show you the ability. Then verse 9, hallelujah. There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, full of seven last plagues, talk with me, saying, come eat her. I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is not Michael. This is an angel. So you can see, these ones are behaving like the first one in chapter 1. Am I communicating? And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, show me the great city, the holy city. Hallelujah. In the new world, in my vision, descending out from heaven, out of heaven from God. She was coming from where? From God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All of us, can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Are you seeing that, sir? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? That they were able to show John some future in the world to come. It's possible. Everyone look at me. If I'm going to calculate it according to the time of life, it's possible that he showed John nearly to 1,000 years in the world to come. So I say, Reverend, how do you know? Of course. The New Jerusalem didn't descend immediately. When the new earth was ready, then the New Jerusalem came. I don't know if I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. What is the New Jerusalem? The New Jerusalem is a servant of God. Not so? Remember, you call it an angel. The New Jerusalem is an angel of eternal life. Angel of Jesus who will come and teach new head how to have eternal life. So the business of the future is about life. So it's not easy to give all men eternal life. Now it means the world to come is what is suitable for the head of the church to give all flesh eternal life. That prayer in chapter 17 will now be fulfilled in the world to come. Now, he will only do few here on earth. It's not all men can get it here. All men can get it. Everybody in the church will not get it. Because of the tedious cause of eternal life. There are the elect who are ordained for life, everlasting, and eternal life. Thou hast given him power over all that he should give eternal life to as many that thou hast given him. Now, God will make sure those who will be saved, who will not labor in the lake of fire, because lake of fire is eternal death. The ministry of God is eternal life. So, the whole city is an angel of eternal life. I agree. And it's in glory. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All those angels don't hold the same position. There are angels that God put all things under their feet. And there are those God set over the works of his hand who had glory and honor. So those who have glory and honor, they are called day stars. Now, but those whom God put all things under their feet are called morning stars. So it's not all spirits that are morning stars. I hope I'm communicating to you. So who are the morning stars? What of those? Do you see those angels in the Holy of Holies? They are not just entering Holy of Holies. They are resident. Who are they? Those are the morning stars. So now, you can never be a morning star without worship. You can't. You can never be a day star without worship. So when that angel was referring to princes, he was referring to jury in heaven. Those who are in the most holy realm. I hope I'm talking to you. Angels of the third heaven, beings of paradise. I hope I'm communicating. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah? I also presume it's not all spirits that are called cherubims. It is these morning stars that are referred to as cherubims. Cherubims of glory. Not so? Is Satan a man? Satan is a man. Yet, he's a cherub. You are the anointed cherub that covereth. Isaiah called him a man. So he's a man like Gabriel. A man cherub. I hope I'm talking to you. But they had something. They are the one they refer to as chief princes. Can you tell me the difference between a prince and a chief prince? Write it. Go ahead.
A prince is put over the works of his hands. The chief priest is have all things under his feet.
So now, Ezekiel 38. Let me read. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, get thy face against Gog, the land of Magog. The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech. So who is this man? If he's a man. Now, chapter 37, precede 36, not so? 36 is actually the giving of everlasting law for eternal life, which we saw, are you getting me, in practical demonstration in 37. They are still the same thing. 36 is 37. First of all, the building of the flesh. Secondly, the giving of the law. Not so? The giving of the law is the prophecy to the brewing to give bread to the body of army that has come together. So the first prophecy is give flesh. Then the second prophecy, give life. To find an exceeding great army. So God is saying here in 37 that the purpose of preparation of exceeding great army of divine life, they are the one who will face these beings. Now, after the slaying of this being, you see the vision of the city, the vision of the temple. That's how Ezekiel ended. So Ezekiel ended on the note of revelation. Now, the difference between Ezekiel is this. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And revelation. Ezekiel is the vision. Everybody say that Ezekiel gave to us a blueprint of army of the Lord, of people God will build that will overcome the beast and the dragon. They will overcome the beast and the dragon. You must overcome the beast. Even when you don't see him, physically. It doesn't need to appear. I hope I'm talking to you. You're a formidable army against his constitution. I hope I'm talking to you. I'm saying overcoming. Do you hear me? Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. If you don't do this overcoming, you won't be the temple God wants you to be. So the purpose of God is to build the temple. In the building of the temple, shout hallelujah, you will crush enemies. You will crush enemies. Building you, they are crushing enemies. So the purpose of building is also to address enemies. As you are being built, enemies are crumbling. To you is overcoming. Amen. To me is overcoming. But to Jesus is reigning. Jesus' reign is what it brings, providing a provision of making you an overcomer. Amen. Now Jesus will reign until you overcame. When Jesus reigned, until you are reigning, he has succeeded in putting all things under his feet. The goal is this. Do you know what the target God gave to God? Bring persons like you to my side. Then I will know that what? You have what? Now, immediately Jesus found another this hiding, he too will begin to reign. He takes it over. Meaning, the reigning thing is not exclusively Jesus' own now. Hallelujah. The thing has multiplied. When that has been done, that was the time Michael will stand up. He's going to remove the devil from that place. But right now, amen, the devil is still there, sir. Why? Who can tell me why? Eh? Men are not reigning. Now, it's not enough to overcome. It won't remove Satan. Many overcame. He didn't leave. How many overcomers heaven has actually invested, even from the first church? You mean all those whom he said to, if you overcome, this will happen. You think they never overcame? They did overcome. But something else, they didn't give them reward. All I want to say is that reward is a different ball game entirely. One, amen. And this reward has, they are manifold in faces. Each reward. Sir, there's no way I can have reward. Not so. Without the power of subjection. Reward cometh as a result of the reigning capacity of the Lamb. When Jesus opened your minds up on how to reign, when he begins to communicate to you the light of reigning, wisdom of reigning, this I sense in my spirit greatly. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So like I said, you see, check the works of all the angels. They are not the same. Angel of waters is different. Angels that have power over fire, they are different. They touch the held elements. But those angels that God put things under their feet, they're not just attached to an element, they are attached to all. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
So those angels, what did I say they are? Huh? over all things. So what did they give to them? What did God give to them? God gave them something. God gave them the secret, the very material that controls the thing. So what God gave to them is something more than what he gave to the rest. Now, you see, highest title with God is faithfulness. In fact, that's what they call the Lamb, faithful and true. Merciful and faithful high priest. Faithfulness is a high thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the scheme of the Holy of Holies. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you can see those other angels could touch element, touch sea, touch that. But I now saw the ones they left the last plague for are those seven. Why did they do that? Because they want to end the world. If those ones are not giving away the present, the future will not come. Because they hold the present, the secret of the present. So what they collected from the Most Holy is the secret of destroying the, are you getting me? Things that are involved with the present. They prepare men. They prepare the earth for lake. All that they did. What did they do, sir?
They prepared the earth for lake.
That vial is a bow. What they have is mini lake in their hand. They were pouring it and pouring it and pouring it and pouring it. And the Lamb came, slew men. And all men that were involved became an entity of lake. But they didn't start pouring until men make their choice about worship. That's when God raised them to bring judgment to earth. And God showed me something. Is it the end of the book of Revelation? Not so. They were at the end. And what were they doing? They were passing the baton to the new people that will rule the next world. That we have done it successfully. You know, the world expire. Then he showed John the world that man who have subjection over. A very beautiful thing. I hope I'm communicating to you. I'm just subject angels are different from over angels. Over angels are different from subject angels. So subject angels, who are they, son? Morning star. Say that after me. Morning. What are those ones who are over? Day star. Jesus got there. It was a day star. But the next thing is to move to the morning. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God did that. He raised him up. Not so?
Yes, sir.
He raised him from the dead and made him a morning star. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of us must shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will just take three rewards to open the meaning of morning star. I don't know what other people have said, but I believe it will buttress what they have taught us. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we do that? Open Revelation chapter 2. First of all, the hidden manna. I want us to see it. Hidden manna. I'm not going to talk about the tree of life. It's a different ball game of the rewards. But let's see the hidden manna, first of all. This will show us something. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. He that overcome will I give him to eat of the hidden manna. There are certain rewards that come. They are pair rewards. And I will give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name, which no man knoweth. Not so. Saving he that receiveth it. So the manna has a name. Shout that, every one of you.
The manna has a name.
All of you should shout it, I beg you.
The manna has a name.
Can we say it again?
The manna has a name.
What is a manna? Is a bread. This is an eternal bread. This is not living bread. This is not true bread. This is eternal bread. This is a reward. This is eternal life. This is a kind of eternal life. I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
You must eat it. It's a bread. Not so, sir. Shout hallelujah. So if it is bread, it's flesh. It's eternal body you are eating to. And it has a name. Shout hallelujah. Why a name? Now, you need to put all the bread together. And it will answer one man's name. I hope I'm talking to you. And that man's name is the name above every name. So you have a portion of the bread. We being many are one bread. I hope I'm talking to you. There is an eating body of the Lord that you will eat into. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. When you eat it, you eat Jesus' flesh, which is also a secret. You eat into Jesus' flesh. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it has a name. It has a name which no man knew it. So the name physical is not a name different from the manna. It's the name of the portion of the flesh which you represent in eternal life, in eternal book. I hope I'm communicating to you. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Then another reward. I told you, this is the first one. Give me another one. Praise God. He that overcome, will I give him power over the nations? God bless you. He shall rule them with a rod of what, sir? As the vessels of the potter, shall they be broken into shiver? Even as I have received, it means they gave it to Jesus. What did the Father give to Jesus? He gave him rod of water. All of you should shout and say, rod of iron. Then let's see, sir. Then the next one. I will, and it's not. It also came with the rod. I will give him the morning star. Go back. Now take me to Revelation 22. That morning star proclamation. I am the and the morning star. But before then he said, I am the root. It's best necessary. This is how you know his star. I am the root and the offspring of David. The bright and the bright and what again? Shout that again. I am what, sir? And bright and morning star. This is a lead help. This thing is a lead help. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
These things are secret with you that you know. You have quoted every time. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I will just say it, but I believe it's going to show light to us. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Root. Root of David. Root and the offspring of David. The bright and what, sir? Root and what again, sir? Offspring of David. Hallelujah. When we say something is a spring, is a growth. It's a root and is a growth. Then the Lord told me, say, check the word root. I checked the meaning of root. It means staff. It means morning star. Is a staff. is different. Rod and staff are two different things. You don't break people. When you break them, you need to lead them. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you get me?
Yes, sir.
So a morning star is a staff of leading. So a morning star is a shepherd title. It's shepherdic in nature. A rod, it's somehow kingly. Not so, sir. A rod is a rule. A rule, which is a rod, is what you use in building. You measure the city. Measure the city is a rod, is a reed, is a rod. But staff, everyone say amen.
Amen.
I'm not lying to you. Say staff.
Staff.
Shout it again.
Staff.
I want you to say staff.
Staff.
Shout it again.
Staff.
Staff is a different thing. It's the shepherd's rod. So Jesus is both a bishop and a shepherd. It's a different thing. Who is a bishop? The one who uses the rod. What of a shepherd? So when he say your rod and your staff, they comfort me. For the Lord is my shepherd. So even he who is leading, he leadeth me. So you can see the work of star. The star led them from the east to find Messiah. So a star is a compass. It's a guidance. It's a leading capacity. So when I say something is a morning star, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
The rod breaks you down. Is for the body. It breaks the potter. The staff leads the life and reshaping it. You can't give life to a man that is not broken.
That's true.
Then power over the nation. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to shout that, sir.
Power over the nation.
Shout it, every one of you.
Power over the nation.
It's a radical power. When you say you have a rod, it's a rod-eating rod. A rod. I am the root and the offspring of David. The bright, say that. The bright, I am the root and the offspring of David. And the bright and the morning star. They have a correlation. So a root is a staff. Not so, sir. A staff is also a spring because the spring comes out of the root. It is a root that springs up to become a staff. I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah. Something is conscripted in a star. To be a staff. Father, when you have staff, we say, head of staff, chief of stars. They are star generals. So all the army are on their shoulder. So when you see their rank, you know how many stars that he's carrying. So when God is making somebody a morning star, he's giving you capacity to seal men unto eternal life. A morning star is he who has crown in the morning. Because stars by nature are crowns. As it's where this is a promise. Not so, sir. It's a promise. It's a capacity of the morning. Bread is a lot of things. We shouldn't joke with bread. Manna is bread. Not so, sir. Bread, we eat bread. You see, when you say you are eating bread, you are actually eating flesh. You are eating the covering. Not so. And what you are eating is a house where we will put the life. Not so, sir. Am I communicating, sir? Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So those angels that are called morning star, God gave them some kind of inferior eternity. They have an edge. That's why it's not easy to deal with Satan. His eternity is the one giving trouble. That's why it's not going easily. That's why the words spoken by them were as steadfast. It's not easy to remove them. I hope I'm talking. It will take another kind of morning star to come and completely remove him and undo him. What Jesus is doing is to undo Satan in men's life where he has led them. So you can see a prince of the power of the air. What has he done, sir? It is because of his morning star ability. That's why he's able to kill to the uttermost. If he numbed angels, killed them with death, shout hallelujah. What of man? Imagine Satan trained men and prepared them, they became lake beings. That's an ability of a star. Now, for you to hate God, and there is nothing God can do, and you chose to hate God and make up your mind, it must have been power of deception to its high level. Remember when Jesus was through with 1,000 years, they lose Satan from the bottomless pit, yet the whole world follow him. Say amen.
Amen.
So that's without Jesus. Say it after me. You cannot what, sir? You can't overcome him. That's why Jesus has to be your intercessor in choice making. I'm not racing the devil. He's no one. He just things they gave to him that is manipulating. If the devil can take the living Son of God, it took him. Eh? And the Satan took him. What is the meaning of taking, son? He led him. So here, lead me into temptation. Lead me not into temptation. But he can lead you into temptation. He led him. He took him. He took him to Jerusalem from the wilderness. He took him to a great high mountain from the where? From the wilderness. So he can take. How does he take, son? How? With that, those meanness, those ability of the morning. Isaiah still calling morning star. How are you going to fall from heaven? How art thou fallen from heaven? Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. But right now, look at me. Right now. Everybody say, right now. Can we shout it again, every one of you? We have a superior money to the present creation. Am I communicating to you? Can we shout hallelujah? So you can see that with morning sense, Satan is bargaining for long time stay. But a time will come, people will take time from his hand. The time he has taken through his morning sense, because there is a morning star who is giving wisdom and helping men to disobey him. They will disobey him to the uttermost. It's nothing for Michael to handle the devil. What keeps devil is people obedience. Yeah. That is his place. Yeah. People obedience to him. People disobedience to God. So it will take a morning star to paint God in a bad way. It will only take a morning star to make God look wicked. It will only take a morning star to create pleasure that will make you hate God. What kind of investment, what kind of remedy? It's only a morning star that can give remedy to hate the devil with all his pleasure. So when you find yourself hating wickedness, it's Jesus' intervention. It's a morning star ability. Is the one leading you to the uttermost. So that's why he's able to save me to the uttermost, seeing that he liveth intercession for them. Are you looking for God? He's only minister that can lead you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And God said, now, when you have now overcome, I will make you a shepherd. A shepherd of the morning. You will have what is called the Star of David. Ability to lead soul and bind them and seal them for life eternal. Morning Star has the secret to keep money from going. They can make money remain. They've got keys. They've got keys. Don't you see some angels will fall? They have the keys of the bottomless pit. It's a star, that burning star. Stars are keys. So God just showed me a morning star. When they give you the morning star, you become a poor person. You become a person. Bright. 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 You know, Satan has all those things. By the reason of his brightness, he corrupted his wisdom. Not so? The Bible says Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. So brightness. Say bright. Bright means brilliance. A strength of stars. When you see a star shining, is what, sir? Is releasing effulgence. That brilliance is an after work of wisdom. When you are polished wisdom. Sir, every brightness will attract anybody. Brightness?
Yeah.
Brightness, when a child is bright in class, it attracts a teacher's heart. I love that boy. Brightness command their love, favor. Do you know how bright Jesus is? Do you know how bright a star of the morning is? These are promises beyond exceeding greatness. These are eternal status in the spirit. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
For those who are here for tonight, for those who came It's good that I mentioned this. If not, I would have loved to teach before I got there. But I said, let me just call it back. So, your rod is to beat nations down. It's the power of a nation. A morning star is more than a power of a nation. It's a grip of a nation. And lead nation. He said, fear him that has power to take soul and lead it and kill it in hell. That's not God. God does not lead a soul to hell to destroy it. That's Satan. Jesus said, you should be afraid. Fear him. He said, I will warn you, you shall fear. Fear him, which after he had killed, he had power to cast into hell. This is not God. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. It's not just God. Satan, another verse, Satan can lead.
Yes. He leads.
Now, cast into hell. Everybody say, cast into hell.
Cast into hell.
Is not just your spirit going into hell. Take you to covenants of hell and death. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
The morning star light is higher than what I've just taught. Amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
The war of Jesus are two wars. He breaks Paul. He broke Paul and led Paul.
Broke and led.
Yes. What was used on Paul was not preaching gospel. It's a power of subjection. Do you want to kick what, sir? You will be hurt. Paul fell. When Paul fell, something broke in Paul. And then, what must I do? He said, go to a street called Street. You find someone there. Hallelujah. And then he abode, and they now sent somebody. It was leading. They led him. After he broke him, he kept leading him. Who can lead horse? We need a star. Because eternal journey, you can't break through the veil of eternity. Except a star that is equipped to take us deep beyond the curtains of creation and move us into the realm uncreated. Hallelujah. The world of the beginnings of the beginning, which has no beginning. World which had no beginning. World which has no end. That is their world. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Are we blessed tonight, every one of you? Can we say, Lord, we thank you?
Lord, we thank you.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I am so happy because you learned a lot. Not just the last thing I said. Is it that skill? Is it that journey? Is the most important. It's what, sir? It leaves an imprint. So it's a witness to what I am saying. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without power to subject, you can't be a morning star. Morning star is to lead those who have been broken. That's the star. A star. God showed me, say, morning stars are shepherds. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. You that where? Kai! He would dwell. What does he say? Shine. What is he shining, sir?
Light.
Who is that being, sir? Who is that? The Almighty God. Who is he? He's a star. He's a morning star. God is a morning star. He too is a big morning star. Eternal morning star. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Who gave Jesus morning star? Eternal morning star. So how does he lead you, sir? Are you seeing the function of a star is to lead you? Shine forth. He that leadeth Joseph, he will lead us. He will lead you in everlasting salvation. I was watching what Reverend was teaching. He's both everlasting God and eternal God. That division was difficult. Very difficult to explain. At the same time, as he's everlasting, he's eternal. So you can show his everlasting side. Are you listening to me? And you think you have seen everything. Then he made Satan everlasting and then rub fake anointing oil of eternity. And make him think he has what's that? When I mean fake, hallelujah, because it can go away. You can destroy him. But true money star, there's no way. Indestructible. When you acquire a leading that route into God, always you end up into God. When you travel, you come back to God. That's one thing with shepherd. Shepherd is the blood of the house. That's why those who are shepherd are actually the prophetic nature of the house. That's a shepherd. That's the staff of the house. Go in and come out. In and come out. Blessed shall thou be when you go in. House is the building. House is the body. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So when somebody is a bishop, he will stay by the house. He will stay by the shop. A shepherd is he who goes out of the house. He is both. He is the building. And then he's what, sir? He's the shepherd. He is the field. He is the way of the sheep. He is the way they feed on. He is the lawn. He is the pasture. When you feed on the pasture, you become a prophet. You become a prophet. Eternal life is not one joy. You said we need to eat and eat. And I think I'm explaining what you just said is that we need to sit to complete eternal course. We will sit and sit and eat. You will sleep. You will eat and sleep.
Amen.
What do you mean? By the time you have eaten, you'll be sleeping in the womb of a woman. You'll be sleeping by the time you are caught up to God. You won't know. The child did not wake up while he was sleeping, while he was caught up. It's just overnight. So this thing we are saying, God was warning us through your mouth that we should sit. I'm listening to you. While I was listening to you, I know you are just talking about the next season that has come upon us. We are in it already. It has started. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
By this topic from Eternal Life Embassy, telling that a new season has broken upon us. Can I say something to you? You can't teach these things. You can't teach them without a trumpet sounding. There are trumpets for it. That's why your body cannot change except the trumpet sound. So the last trumpet, Pastor Gabriel, is for the change of the body. But there are trumpets of making the soul, leading the soul, breaking the soul. I don't know how many trumpets they have because they didn't tell us specifically which they are not the trumpets in Revelation. No, those trumpets are trumpets according to the mind of God. They are secret. When those trumpets are sounding, things are unfolding. Paul came at the season of trumpets. John, book of Revelation was open at the sound of a trumpet. Yes. A trumpet was sounding. Praise God. And I perceive trumpet is sounding. Right now. 1990, I heard trumpet sounded in three times at equal intervals. horn, bull horn, from a far distance. I perceive it's from heaven. Not too loud. Ooh. I was kneeling down, ministering. I was in the spirit. I heard it three times. When that trumpet sounded, this book of Revelation opened to me. So I'm not just teaching this thing. Amen. It's heavenly. Yeah, you can't go here. We've been in it. I've not gone mad. Many people enter, they run away. What kept me there? It's not me. It's not me. I'm not ambitious to teach them. It's not me. I don't teach because it's not even my we. Hallelujah. But God is the one. And the book is opening in front. Many of us can teach it. We can teach the book. It's open. It's a witness. Inspiration to teach them. When those trumpets sound, inspired, you open them. Books are open. Something has opened tonight. Can we say something has opened? It has opened during the season of this meeting. It is books that have been opened. The trumpet is, because the trumpet is sounding, and it will sound until these things are exhumed, until all of them are open. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Is it possible to take the communion?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.